Black residents in Grand Rapids have long thought the city's police targeted them unfairly. But a traffic study released last year backed up those thoughts with data. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman reports what residents and the department think has changed since that study was released.
This is the intersection of Kalamazoo Street and Burton in Grand Rapids. It's a windy day in this predominantly black neighborhood on the southeast side of the city. A few pedestrians make their way to the bus stop next to the mobile gas station on the corner. 4 years ago, Elaine Howell was on her way to work at Meijer. It was in the early hours of the morning, so it was still dark out. She noticed a police car following her as she approached this intersection.
And I said to myself, get ready because I know he's going to stop me.
Howell kept driving with the police car behind her for about a mile. Once she pulled into the Meijer parking lot on 28th Street, she saw flashing lights.
My heart started racing, and I said, hey, you didn't do anything wrong. I kept my hands on the steering wheel. I didn't reach for anything. I let them instruct me.
Her fear was heightened by what she saw next.
When he approached my car, he also had his hand on his gun.
The officer gave her a speeding ticket, but it was later voided after police looked at traffic cam footage that showed she was actually going below the speed limit. Howell made it out of that situation without any physical harm, but her trust in the Grand Rapids police might be forever lost. And she's not alone in that mistrust. Black residents have long criticized the department for questionable stops just like this. Last year, a traffic study showed that between 2013 and 2015, black drivers were twice as likely to be stopped by police as their white counterparts. The department started getting more intentional with implicit bias training for its officers, making sure to really examine why officers make the choices they make when dealing with civilians. It's only been a year since the ball got rolling on this. The city's chief of police, David Rahinsky, acknowledges that residents might not see a big change quite yet.
It's an ongoing effort. It's not a one and done. There's not a magic potion for these types of issues, but this is a great community. It's a great police department, and I have no doubt that collectively we'll get to where we want to be.
The department has an outside consulting firm looking through the policies and procedures officers follow. They're trying to ensure that there aren't any disparate outcomes for any particular group of people. But some residents are skeptical. LaDonna Norman is a black woman who frequents public meetings to discuss issues like police bias. Norman was stopped by police back in January. She says everything about the stop was odd.
It got to the point where I'm about to have an anxiety attack. I'm not feeling well. I'm anxious. And the police have me pulled over and they're questioning my identity.
She says police stopped her for not using a turn signal, but for some reason they started asking questions about her twin sister. Norman wasn't ticketed and she wasn't physically harmed, but her idea of the city's police was further soured. Norman thinks the police department is inherently racist and that no amount of training or community meetings will change that.
They're trying to rebuild something that was systematically set up for us to fail.
I walked around predominantly black neighborhoods in Grand Rapids for hours at a time to ask people what they thought of the city's police. We can't play most of their responses on air, but there were a lot of four-letter words used. We can, however, share one response that came from a man named Darian Colbert. He's a Grand Rapids native who thinks that black residents have been pushed around for too long.
We ain't gonna wait forever, you know. Eventually, it's gonna get to a breaking point. Everything do, you know. When you oppress people, they rise up in a fiery anger.
So the Grand Rapids Police Department has two jobs ahead. The first is acknowledging and fixing any bias in how it polices black neighborhoods. The second, which might be even harder, is building trust with black residents. I'm Bryce Huffman.